This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, this is the DJV program, or I could enunciate better, this is the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We have been discussing, and among other things, the infrastructure bill, which is over $1 trillion, and it looks like Mayor Pete, or Secretary Pete, is that what they call him? What do they call him now?
He's Secretary Vice President Pete.
Yeah, okay, that'd be better. He'd be a much better Vice President if we got there now. Anyway, he may be the most powerful transportation secretary ever because he's in charge of the infrastructure bill. So is he up to the task, ladies? He's of all the people that...
Well, they didn't call him Mayor Pothole for nothing. Do you know that was his nickname in South Bend?
Yeah. Yeah, right. Because he fixed all the potholes? Is that
no,
what he...
I think that was part of the problem. Right.
Oh. So, how many potholes is he not going to fix with this thing? Well, at any rate, of all the people that Biden has around him, in my estimation, he's the brightest light in many different respects. So, anyway, he's got the... he's in charge, and he will decide. Can you imagine how many people are going to be calling him? Hey, I got a job.
Really, yeah, but but Biden actually appointed the former mayor of New Orleans, Mitch Landrieu. So he's actually going to be the one coordinating the implementation of it. So it's not just like Mayor Pete now has $1 trillion to dole out. It's not going to work that way.
Oh, gee, really?
Shucks. Well,
you talk about that, who is in charge of the purse strings. Let's back up a little bit to the whole focus on climate and the big meeting that lasted, 8 days? And who came out of it as the most powerful? You know, you look at, again, the money that will be spent by all of these countries. They voted to spend, talk about trillions of dollars, collectively among all of them. They voted to spend or try to spend lots and lots and lots of money to deal with the problems of climate change. And as you look across the world, who has the biggest problem and therefore will be given the most money? Well, certainly here in our country, we've got a problem. Beijing has a big problem. New Delhi has a big problem. Where else are there climate problems? I was going to put climate and crises together. But anyway, the idea of how the money is spent. This is such a political football, it seems to me. A lot of social media focusing on it, a lot of news media is focusing on it. The economics of it, in my mind, don't really make sense. It's this whole wild, crazy, another one of the things everybody's going, okay, let's get on this bandwagon and spend lots of dough, throw a lot of money at it. And so at the end of the day, who measures the success of whatever it is that is being accomplished, or attempted is probably a better word for it. Where's that success? Who's in charge of measuring the success? We can talk about the infrastructure bill and who's in charge of the American public in charge of that, but who's in charge of all the climate promises that have been made as to whether they are fulfilled or not? The world's full of these most powerful leaders.
Who's... Right, but that's like saying if you sign a peace treaty, who's in charge of enforcing it?
Yeah, the people who sign it.
Well, there you go. It's the same answer. It's a climate treaty. It's the same answer.
Okay. So that's the end of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know where you were going, so well, I thought you were asking why climate and infrastructure are so linked in this bill, and I think it's pretty obvious wherever if you...
That's why I did. It wasn't obvious where I was going.
No,
you had
it wasn't.
Great imagination, really.
As it often isn't. So I was just waiting long for the ride.
Rapture in the ranks. All right, so here's the bigger question. Everybody ready for the bigger question?
Sure.
This, the climate bill, the infrastructure bill, in my mind, is going to create huge inflation. So if you're, you know, now we're looking at the rising prices of food and gas and a lot of other things that we buy. We're looking at about 6% inflation at the moment from this time last year. 6% across the board. 6.2, thank you. All right. So shortages galore, inconveniences galore, and it's just beginning. The American family farmer is trying to reckon with things like natural and chemical fertilizers. One of the things that you'll find, if you can find it, I'm fortunate because I have a composting operation on my farm, so I'll have plenty of fertilizer, but it'll be big demand. The price for a compost will be twice next spring as it was last spring, guaranteed. And the fertilizer that is used on the big commercial farms, you're not going to find it. Already the price is twice now for fertilizer as it was last spring. And it's going up. Most farmers won't be able to afford it. Unless you are one of the four big, like ChemChina or ADM, you won't be able to buy, in your mind, whether you can afford it. You won't be able to buy it. You won't be able to find it. And so this is going to also impact. We haven't seen all of the dominoes fall yet when it comes to this. And if you don't think that these two deals here, the infrastructure bill and climate change promises, is going to not add to the cost of everything, you're kidding yourself. But, you know, I guess you think about how do we get there. I'm not much on blame. I think you fix the problem. But there's so many problems to fix here, I don't know where to start. So where do we start?
What's crazy, again, it goes back to kind of messaging. Like, how do you message this? Okay, we're paying more now for the following reasons. Or we're paying more temporarily and you can expect things to get better, you know, in whatever amount of time. These are how you message crises like this, because inflation's at a 40-year high right now. It is the highest that we've seen it, at least in our lifetime. Victoria, me, Jay, we haven't seen it like this. And the answer is that
I have because I'm older.
No, I'm just saying, and we've not been alive much more than 40 years, and you have, so there you go.
Thank you. Brilliant.
So the point is this, though, the messaging out of the White House, and I watched yesterday, Jen Psaki has been back, she's the White House press secretary, and she's like, there's no problem. Economists are saying that this infrastructure bill isn't going to increase inflation, when, like, clearly, economists from all over have said to expect more inflation. And so what I think is bad is gaslighting people into thinking that there isn't a problem or that they're imagining it. We're not imagining that Christmas gifts aren't available. We're not imagining that people have to pay more for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We're not imagining that's not a Republican or Democrat problem. That just is a problem for people, right? And so to try to gaslight people and to make them think that it's not
well, how
real
do we solve it, though,
seeing,
Jennifer? I know we got
you've
the, we
just
know
got to
what
do
the
better.
Problem is.
You've got to get better messaging. You've got to tell people why they're feeling it and if it's going to get better. Right now, I don't see
well,
any reason they're
get
not.
Better.
Yeah, well, all of Wall Street says it, too. I mean, I read a lot of financial stuff, and it's just like, it's
the
kind of
hot.
Scratching their heads going, wait a minute, the economy is hot right now. Like, why doesn't America know that or believe it? And so I think that there's a huge disconnect.
The negative news media wants to. Yeah, the negative
but
news
But a lot
media
of it is not necessarily
you.
About. It's not even about the stock market. I mean, right now, what it's about is the fact that there's been such an influx of cash into the market by giving people additional payment and stimulus money. We've put so much money into our market that people have been buying things up. There's less, and with supply chain issues coming out of China and whatever else is going on, companies going out of business, abandoning their storage containers, all these things that happened during the pandemic. You've got the supply that has completely been decimated. So it's creating inflated prices all over the place. I mean, the stock market can be hot, and we can still be paying $6 a gallon for gasoline. And the people who don't have money in the stock market don't care because they're being taxed at the gas pump. Right.
Oh, I get that. No, I get that.
The stocks of ExxonMobil are going through the roof because the cost of gasoline is as high as it is. And it isn't costing them a lot to get it out of the ground. It's not like usually when the gas price goes up like that, we're at $100 a barrel. Hey, it's like $68 a barrel now. So this is pure speculation and greed, most of it. It isn't that it costs more to provide you with gasoline, other than the transportation to get it from the refinery to your gas station.
But I think there's also the idea that the administration has said and made it pretty clear that they're going to start canceling leases on drilling properties in Alaska. They're going to they're getting rid of pipelines. They got rid of Keystone. They're looking at Line 5 to cancel in Michigan. So I think that there is probably a bit of anxiety in the gas industry about what price they're going to cost because we're going to, or what oil is going to cost because we're probably have to get it from other places.
Well, anyway, it is what it is, but it isn't necessarily great. I don't see this as I think there's something that needs to be sorted out here, and it needs to continue to have our eyeballs on it. And the problem is we have a short attention span. And, okay, today's headline is tomorrow's newspaper clipping for wrap your fish in or whatever. What's that expression? I think that's close to it. Wrap your fish in the New York Times. I think that's appropriate any day with the New York Times. The Russians have tested an anti-satellite missile that created a large cloud of debris up in the upper atmosphere, up where the other satellites are. And so this is, how the hell, well, because there's no policing. They blew up a bomb in space. That's basically what they did.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's pieces of debris all over the place to see. They just did it because they could. They wanted to see what happens. You blow up a bomb in space.
Well, so the thing that really is odd is that they had to reposition. They had to, like, fire off the engines or whatever and reposition the International Space Station to avoid
the
debris.
Yeah, get it out of the way.
But, you know, this has happened before. China's done it. I don't know. China's done it. India has done it. They're blowing up their own satellites, so I guess people can't stop you from destroying your own property. I don't know.
Yeah, but what does it do to their...
They can get other
satellites? Sorry, say that, Jay. What? Say it again.
Are they just trying to test using their own satellites to see what they can do and then maybe get to other people's satellites, other
countries'
satellites?
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
Well, I mean, that's what they're all doing. I mean, Russia, China, India, we're probably doing it. We just don't talk about it. We don't know.
Very responsible.
It's not new. Yeah.
Yeah, great. By the way, remind me in the next half hour to talk about the newest Muppet. Speaking of that, the DJV Download, our podcast that's up there, the most recent one now, has a bit of reflective thinking in it, talking about how we think and whether we are broad or narrow in our thinkings. That thinking, that's one of the things we talked about. Then I was off on the Wright brothers and how the world has changed so much in the last 65 or 70 years, from just being able to get off of the ground in Kitty Hawk to sending men to the moon. Also, we're talking about the veterans who have jobs with the Blackstone Group and how that's accomplished. That was something we continue to focus on, Astroworld and what a chaotic mess that has become. Britney Spears, once again, a focus. Lots of different things are covered every day on the DJV program, and you get a snapshot of that with our podcast at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Past the hour now on today's DJV program with Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn. We're all here focused now on the things that are trending that are kind of gossipy. And I guess once we move into Tiger King season, everything else takes a back seat, right? Tiger King is king. Is that what they want us to think, Jay?
That's what they tell us.
Really? Who are they?
It kicks off tomorrow. Season 2 of Tiger King kicks off tomorrow. This is after Carol Baskin was trying to get it put on hold because she said that she never signed on to multiple projects, only the first Tiger King. But they documented everything. The filming of Tiger King took place from 2014 all the way until 2019. So they have a lot of stuff. It kind of seems like Tiger King 2 may not even be the final season. But she, it's going to really focus on the disappearance, the possible disappearance of her husband, Don Lewis, which was kind of one of the subplots in the first season that everybody took to.
I thought he was in jail.
Sunday, don't bother me.
Didn't she feed him to a tiger? What is that?
Oh, that's one of the theories.
Yeah.
But then some of the people in a first look of season two, some unknown people that were kind of had their identities hidden, said that Lewis may have been wrapped up with some really bad people, both in the U.S. and abroad.
Wasn't he like jetting off places? Like he had some kind of weird, shady life. And you know how they met? He was like driving down the street and saw her crying because she had broken up with some other boyfriend or something.
Yeah, wasn't she like 16 too?
Yeah, didn't he pick her up on the side of the road?
He picked her up on the side of the road.
Yeah, she was a cute blonde back then.
She had a husband before him. Don Lewis was actually her second husband. She was married to Michael Murdoch from 79 to 90, and then Don Lewis, 91 to 2002.
Gone too. Where is he?
Michael Murdoch? No idea. Just says they were divorced in 1990. Don Lewis, 91, declared legally dead in 2002, and then she's been married to Howard Baskin since 2004.
And how did she get so fascinated or get around tigers? How'd that all start?
She calls herself, her thing is the big cat rescue, so she says she's an American animal rights activist. She's trying to take care of these tigers. A lot of them come in from... they were being abused elsewhere or whatever, but I've seen only the first episode of Tiger King. I couldn't make it through the rest of it. But these tigers were in these smallest cages. Like, they,
Joe Exotic is sitting, if he's sitting on animal charges, which are some of the stuff that he's in jail for, wasn't just whacking her or attempting to get rid of her, she should be in there too. They're the same person. They have the same kind of thing.
So how about
claiming to be a conservationist, claiming to be an animal rights activist,
remember what happened?
And they're just charging admission.
And these cages these tigers are in do not look very secure to begin with.
Right. Okay. So remember what happened when, who are the two guys that did the white tiger in Las Vegas?
Siegfried and Roy.
That's it, right. Remember one of them stuck his head inside the tiger and the tiger bit, basically killed him. And
well, he was having a stroke, and there was speculation that the tiger was trying to save his life and pull him off stage.
Oh, really? Oh, I never got that. Well, anyway, the nice thing that could happen to Carole Baskin is she get fed to some of these tigers. That'd be the end of that, right?
Apparently, they don't eat a live body. Like she said, you have to like douse them in peanut oil and cut them
off. She knew about eating a tiger to eat a body, how to do it.
Yeah.
Really?
Well,
but is there some primer online?
They're like a Thai style.
Eat up
on the dark web. How to feed a human to tigers.
Great. Where do these people come? What is the world coming to? Well, I mean,
Carole Baskin came from Tampa.
Oh, okay. Tampa, by the way,
explains a lot.
Didn't Tampa lose this past weekend? Everybody's taking shots at Brady.
Yeah.
As an aside.
They're not having a great year. It's because Gronk's been injured. Leave him alone.
That's it, right? That's all that. Right. Send him back to the Patriots. Okay, anyway, there's a little gossip for us to work on. The trending stories. Jay Kirshner with...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress' January 6th committee.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon,
by the way, not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, I'm never going to back down. And they took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Researchers have located a temporary second moon floating around the Earth, measuring in at just 164 feet in diameter. Estimations indicate that after 300 years, it will break its orbit and journey out into space. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now 34 after the hour here on today's Radio Extravaganza, the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, all are here on the inside of your radio, the inside of whatever your device is. So you can look at that device, you can listen to that device, hold it up to your ear, you can yell at it, you can do whatever you want. Just don't throw it at anything because that hurts us and it hurts your phone. Too, as a matter of fact. So the city of New York is going to allow all adults to get a COVID booster shot. Is this something that will, everybody over 18 anyway, is going to get a shot? How is this different than what they are? Do they still do the age thing in New York? I thought pretty much everybody everywhere could get a shot as long as they were an adult. And no matter where you are.
It depends on each state. So Governor Murphy yesterday in New Jersey said that they have been going along with the CDC guidelines, but in New Jersey they have a surplus of Pfizer and Moderna shots right now. And so Governor Murphy said yesterday that they're going to push this week to get everyone over 18, as long as it's been 6 months, go and get a booster shot, which makes sense. I mean, they're just sitting in pharmacies waiting to be used. And to me, I mean, a lot of people on the far left have been crying crying out about, you know, well, we haven't taken care of third world nations and all this. And that is true. I mean, if you can't stop a global pandemic unless every nation is up to, you know, is on the same level with shots. However, when you have surpluses that are already designated to sit in a CVS or a Walgreens or whatever, they're just going to have to be thrown out eventually. They don't last forever. So I think it's smart to just let everybody if you've been 6 months or more, you should be getting a booster, because it's yesterday the numbers came out in New Jersey that after 6 months, Pfizer had dropped to only 43% protection after 6 months. It drops off a cliff. So go and get your booster wherever you are. And really, no pharmacist should turn you away. That's kind of what the governor of Ohio said, the same thing. He just wants everybody to be able to get it. Colorado is already doing it. California, I think, is
now,
already doing it.
That made a difference when you had your second shot.
Yes, it does. Six months after your second shot.
All right.
Okay. I know you want your fifth shot already.
It's been 12 days.
I know. Juice me up.
I've never seen anyone like it. Some people have trouble with alcohol. Some people have trouble with drugs. Doug's like, I'm a vaccine addict.
Keep me safe. All right. I got to figure out how to do the Hawaii thing, though. That's still kind of confusing. Maybe I'll have all of you look up the Hawaii thing and tell me.
What Hawaii thing are you talking about?
There's a Hawaii entry or something. There's a website you can go to.
They're really tough in Hawaii. I don't know. Yeah. You have to, like, pre-do it. You have to, like, pre-check in or something.
Yeah, something along that line. So what's happening with the federal vaccine mandate now that it's been banned by the court?
It hasn't been banned. It's on pause.
Working its way through the court system is what it's doing, which is what we expected. So it's not going to happen as of right now on January the 4th. And the arguments are going to continue. I'm sure the government will appeal. And this will probably work its way up to some big decision, maybe within the Supreme Court. Who knows?
How long is that going to take?
It could take a while.
Months. Yeah.
Yeah. So people who are watching the situation, the decision and what to do about it for companies that have said, you know, I'm going back to thinking about what Dan Bongino was all about a couple of weeks ago. This plays into that wheelhouse of discussion. Does it not?
I just don't know why we don't let businesses decide. Why does it have to be the government that comes in and sends in OSHA? I mean, it's just,
yeah.
I mean, one of the best solutions, so I live in L.A. I hate the fact, L.A. City has all of these mandates, they have all the vaccine mandates in place. I personally made a pledge to myself that I won't go someplace where someone is asking me for a vaccine card. That has nothing to do with how I feel about the vaccine. It's everything to do with how I feel about the government overreaching into businesses and to people's personal life, because there's so much gray area that's not ever being considered, and it stinks. So I think the perfect solution is to say, hey, restaurants, bars, nightclubs, wineries, gyms, you decide for yourself. Do you only want a vaccinated clientele?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do some kind of hybrid, or do you want to just not do it at all? And let people decide. That way, if I want to go and take a chance at old Joe's Fish Shack or something like that, then I'll do that, where someone else can make another. I mean, if we are going to go down this road of mandates, at least let the businesses decide what's appropriate for themselves, because so many businesses are already struggling, and now they're being asked to be like vaccine police when they don't have the staff to do that. They don't have the people that are equipped. And the stuff that's happening is like these poor 16-year-olds who are working at a Chick-fil-A are having to like fight people off who want to get inside their dining room. I mean, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it's not fair for the employees to have to do that and have to be the ones to enforce it.
Right. Yeah, not their job. So how many people are buying now in your circle of friends? Holiday shopping season seems to be, depends on who your friends are, I guess, much anything else.
I'm almost done.
Circle G, you are, really?
Mm-hmm.
Hunga bunga. Well, what were you trying to buy? You don't have to give secrets away.
You know, I have a pretty lengthy list of people that I shop for. So I'm actually looking at my shipping yard, which is now in my office. A lot of boxes in here.
I've been in there, and when it was Christmas time, you can't get through to your desk. So stuff is piled up everywhere in the hallway. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just trying to figure out what the right thing is to tell people who are listening to the program. How do we lead them and help them know what to do, where to go, how to do it? Big box stores like Home Depot.
Shop small, shop local.
Yes. Thank you. Why didn't I think of that? Thank you, Jay. Shop local. I saw an ad on television last night for a regional store, an appliance store that has like Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, I think, and Maine. And they said, shop local, don't go to the big box stores. And I thought that was a pretty interesting, given my experience at the Best Buy last summer. I'm happy to go. I always was happy to go anyway to locals. I couldn't find the stuff in the local store. That's why I went to Best Buy and got manhandled by the Jerkle Burgers that worked there. So,
I'm not 100% perfect this year, but this year I've tried to do as much Made in America stuff as I can.
Good. All right. Yeah, there's a lot of that. If you go to that site, what's it, USA? What is the name of that outfit that I send people to? Hold, they should be advertisers. Wait a minute. Let me just see if I can go around to, now I've forgotten the exact name for it, and do you think I can find it? MadeInAmerica.com. That's it. Go there and find stuff that is made in America that you can give. They have a lot of, they're really big on conservation. They're big on having things that are recyclable. So if you're looking for something made in America and you're doing your shopping, go to madeinamerica.com. All right? Some names in the news. Kaylin Franco. Anybody know who Kaylin Franco is? 23 years old. She's a resident of Massachusetts, Marlboro, as a matter of fact, next town over from me. This is a big local story. She almost lost her leg. She was in spin class, and she had some problems with a name. I don't know. How do we pronounce this, Victoria? Rhabdomyolysis.
I think it just goes by rhabdo, is what they call it. Rhabdomyolysis.
Like isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
it's severe pain and swelling. And so she, this was her very first spin class, and she said she pushed herself kind of hard, but like not anything that she thought would be beyond, you know, like the point of safety. And so she couldn't walk when she got off the bike, and then it got worse when she got home, and she finally went to the hospital, and the doctors basically said if they didn't operate and relieve that pressure, that she would have lost her leg.
Right. It's the same as having a, what do they call it, not a cramp, a cyst, not a cyst.
Blood clot?
A clot. It's like having a clot. Yeah, blood clot. So it's the same thing. So.
Well, the scary thing is it's not just like first timers. Apparently there was one doctor who chimed in on this and said that she had seen three patients with spin class leg is what she calls it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I've never heard of this, but apparently because you're working all the major muscles in your legs during spin class that you are more at risk of pulling a muscle and then rupturing it. And essentially the muscle deteriorates and then it bleeds into your essentially, it shoots enzymes into your kidneys, and then you can have kidney failure, and all kinds of horrible stuff can happen from it. So kids, just don't exercise. That's
the moral
name.
Of the story.
That's the moral.
Thanks, Auntie Victoria.
Right.
The next name is Alex Jones. Yes, the famous Alex Jones has been found liable in that Sandy Hook defamation lawsuit. Remember, he said that it was their fault or whatever, some kind of stupid
He said it didn't
stuff.
Happen. It was a hoax.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Okay, great. So there was a lawsuit brought against him by many of the families in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and he kept, this was like 2012, right? I can't imagine that long ago.
Yeah.
9 years ago? Wow. So lawyers
well,
for
he
the
refused
families.
He also has refused, in I think this is the third case, he has refused to hand over any documentation about whether or not he made money off of those claims. That's really what has gotten him in trouble.
So if he
with
doesn't
all of
do
this.
It, then he's...
Obviously, he's made a lot of money off of it because he refuses to turn over anything financial, even though it was court-ordered. So he's probably going... I mean, we don't know how much the fine will be and how much he has to pay the families, but I would imagine it would be a lot of money, though. Yeah.
All right.
I hope it bankrupts him.
Good for you.
Well, why not? When parents are losing their young child and you're some a-hole out there saying
he's
it never happened.
He's pretty irresponsible with stuff.
I mean, that's insane.
Okay, but there's a market for that, and so would you shut him down because of the market for it? Yeah, Blinken, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, next name in the news, calling on the Cuban government to respect the rights of its citizens to use their voices without fear of government reply. What is this? What is he thinks this is going to make a difference?
Well, we've put sanctions against them, so that's that's why he's calling them out. Because they've had, you know, protests in the streets, and it's been
a
mess.
We should be doing business with Cuba. We should be in Cuba.
Yeah.
We should be in the face of the people in Cuba who are, this is the fact that we're sitting here as, this is the one of the dumbest things. I thought it was one of the great things that Obama did was open things up again. And Trump shut it down for a pretty specious reason. Okay, so they're communists. Then don't do business with anybody who's a commie. Shut the Russians off. Shut the Chinese off.
That also felt more like a retaliation against Obama. You know, that didn't really feel like there was a whole lot more.
There was the incident when the whoever was zammed or zoomed by
big questions about why Obama opened things up. I mean, the guy was sitting next to Fidel Castro. They went to a baseball game
together. Well, but so what? What difference does it make?
What would you say if Trump was sitting next to Vladimir Putin at a baseball game? Everybody would have their heads blown off, and you know that's true. People would go, ah, there it is. We knew it was
him. He wrote beautiful, lovely letters to Kim Jong-un. No one cared. I don't know. I think
we should get those letters going again because they're testing missiles again. And they didn't when Trump was in office.
Can we do one more name?
Sure.
The passing, Phil, of Graham Edge, who was the founding member that was still alive. There were four founding members of the Moody Blues. And Graham Edge was the only one who was still alive. He passed away over the weekend at the age of 80. Justin Hayward, who happens to be a friend, he came upon the Moody Blues, I think, in their second year, became the lead singer, and basically the major domo of the Moody Blues. But they're now, without Graham Edge, they're pretty much kaput, because only he and Justin and John Lodge left. And I don't think they can make it work. I haven't looked at the Moody Blues schedule yet to see if they're still going to tour this year, but this is Victoria. Doesn't get excited about the Moody Blues because she thinks
some of the stuff is okay.
Yeah, they've been one of the. I've always, frankly, loved the Moody Blues music. It's such variety. They've been around since 1968. So anyway, he was a short guy, long white hair, had lots of energy. But the last time I saw them a couple of years ago, he was not himself. You could tell that he wasn't. And the same with Ray, he was the flautist. He died a couple of years ago, but he was.
I think just the fact that you're talking about like a rock band with a flautist.
They have a flautist.
That's where it kind of loses
me. As soon as you said they had a flautist, I'm like, no wonder I don't like them.
Yeah.
No, come on. No, they were
inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2018.
Yes, they were.
First flautist to make it into the Rock and Roll
Hall of Fame. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this disrespect from these young whippersnappers who don't appreciate what really good music is. They like the likes of Taylor Swift. I think she's better than Graham Edge.
I am not saying that Taylor Swift is better than the Moody Blues. I would not say that.
I'm not saying it, though.
All right.
Okay, so much for respect for the older folks in the audience and the older host here on the DJV program. It's 48 past the hour. Just a nice send-off for Graham Edge, anyway, from the Moody's.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Thank you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Three past the hour now. We seem to have a continuing conversation with our health experts, the DJV Health Corner, if you will, health show. Jack Stockwell is here. Dr. Jack practices. He's a Nooka chiropractor. In fact, practicing in Salt Lake City, Utah. GAPS practitioner. He and his wife have a clinic there. He's on top of all kinds of things, like your immune system, what you need to know. How many people come into your clinic? By the way, Jack's brought to you in part by Calitrin, the healthy, safe, intelligent way, all naturally, to lose weight and keep it off. So what about our immune system? I know that Standard Process, the supplement company that you represent so well, probably one of the largest contributors in the country of their products, there are a lot of things in there for your immune system.
Oh, yes.
But do you think the average person that comes into your clinic or that we talk to on the radio knows about the immune system? Has knowledge
if they've
about
been listening,
how it works?
If they've been listening to my local radio show for the 26 years it's been on the air, yes, they have a pretty good working idea.
Well, let's say they didn't.
Well, if they didn't, like the average person doesn't know how fat metabolism works, doesn't know how memory works, they do not know how digestion works, and they also do not know how their immune system works.
Mm-hmm. So how do we school them in it? It's I remember us talking about immunity living in the skin and mucous membranes and stuff.
Once. Yeah.
I remember some of the things you tell me.
Well, there's something called the acid mantle. The surface of your skin is acidic. It could be as low as 4.5 on a pH scale, which is quite acidic. So that all the stuff that lands on you during the day that you have no idea is there, which is, you know, kind of funny about a year ago or so, whenever a year and a half we had to wash our hands every 10 minutes or something, like somehow that was going to clean us of this unseen material, when that unseen material will re-infiltrate the skin seconds after you got rid of it. The thing that protects you is the fact that your skin is acidic on the outside surfaces, so that whatever lands there, part of it you need in the community of viruses and bacteria that we live in. Some of the stuff you don't want, and it will be destroyed by that acid surface of the skin as long as your skin's healthy, and your skin's healthy as long as your body's healthy.
Now, you go ahead.
Well, and the fact remains that there are different areas of the body internally that's acidic. Part of it's alkaline, part of it's acidic. In order to accommodate digestive pathways, to accommodate biochemical systems inside the blood, inside the cells. So the body, my point is, it's just constantly adaptive as long as it is healthy.
Mm-hmm.
When it isn't healthy, toxins begin to build up, toxins that are the byproduct of your own metabolism, toxins that you've come in through your drink, your breathing, through the air, through your foods. And we have such a toxic world that we live in today, it's hard to escape any of this.
So let's say somebody, maybe in terms of signaling, the inflammation that's caused, we talk about this all the time with the gap, whatever's wrong with your body, if something's inflamed. If something's wrong in your body, there's some kind of inflammation, and it all starts in the gut. So let's say you are feeling ill and you go, or you don't feel well, you get a blood test. What shows up if things are not working right is a high white cell count, right? Isn't that how you can tell?
Yeah, practically there's an infection speaking? Going on.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, what do we do about it? What do we do to enhance? I talked about the supplements that are available from standard process eating, I suppose, but making your gut.
Well, one of the best things in the world to help purify the blood, and remember, your body will, your brain, your nervous system will beg, borrow, and steal everything it possibly can to keep your blood pure and clean.
Mm-hmm.
When something finally shows up in the blood, it has been there building up for a while. And so anytime somebody comes in the kind of condition you're talking about, I always get them on something called chlorophyll complex.
Mm-hmm.
It's just pure chlorophyll oil, not the water-based stuff, the oil-based
stuff. Little black capsules,
little black pearls that have mm-hmm. a tremendous ability to purify the bloodstream.
Yep. All right, well, check it out. Certainly a lot you do.
That Forbidden Doctor.
Symptom survey at Forbidden Doctor, and that'll lead you down that road. But it's important to understand and know how that stuff works. Speaking of how things work, your body, perhaps you're obese, you're eating high-fat foods, eating lots of things that put the weight on. Let's get rid of it. Let's get on the Calitrin program, the all-natural way to lose weight and keep it off. Start now. Don't wait till January. Now at toploss.com. It's 59 past the hour.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.